When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe.
Hello everyone, it's Adam and Joel here at Holy Smokes.
We're the makers, writers, directors and sometimes actors in Jackie the Ripper and until now our only other show, The Offensive.
So no, I'm not here to regurgitate every police terminology under the sun and get really anal about parking restrictions. We're actually here to tell you about a brand new show we've made that we're very excited about.
It's a drama called Boom. It's about an employee at Enron at the turn of the millennium called Jim, who one day receives a mysterious email from a company claiming to be from the future.
There's some absolutely phenomenal actors in it. Aki and Meg are sensational as Jim and Corey. Mike too is the always unbearable Doug Martinez, but it was incredible to work with two absolute titans of the acting world in Sharon D. Clarke, MBE, and Amari Douglas, who you might know from the mega hit TV series It's a Sin.
The whole thing is inspired by the music and film of the 90s. It's super immersive and really beautifully sound designed by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally at Stack. We won't say any more, we just want to see what you think of it.
The first season is out today, and what you're about to hear is episode one for a little taste of what to expect. If you like it, search Boom in your favourite podcast app and all six episodes are waiting for you to binge.
For now, strap yourselves in. Here it is, episode one of Boom.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
A girl got a pet goat. She liked to go running with her pet goat. She played with her goat in her house. She played with her goat in her yard. But the goat did some things that made the girl's dad mad. The goat ate things. He ate cans and he ate canes. He ate pans and he ate canes. He even ate cakes and caps. One day her dad said that goat must go. He eats too many things.
We'll be right back.
class, there is Mr. President George Bush. That's at MAE Elementary School in Sarasota, Florida.
That's great. Reading The Pet Goat, I remember that book as a kid.
What?
Looked like he enjoyed himself, Suzanne.
He sure did. Okay, it's 10 a.m. now on Tuesday, September 11th. It's a beautiful day out there in Houston. We'll have a quick roundup with Angela. Up next, we've got a baking challenge with a twist.
That was the Broncos beating out the Giants 31-20. A wide receiver, Ed McCaffrey.
No.
I'll be downtown Dallas for the Tuesday giveaway. Hey, what the...
Fuck.
Yes, that's right. On September 9th, the liquor store was robbed. Just 48 hours later here on September 11th.
This can't be happening.
That is a front of low pressure moving across the Midwest. 2001 has been a year of excessive flooding in parts of Kansas and Missouri.
Holy fucking shit.
Douglas, as a psychiatrist, looking for his kidnapped dog.
No.
I fucked up. Like, real bad. It's a chronology thing. This is gonna take some explaining. I guess we should go back to 1999, when there were two things on everybody's lips.
I did not.
The president's dick.
Sexual relations with that woman.
And Enron.
You got mail.
Free your mind.
One by one, students returned to Columbine High and left bouquets of flowers in a park half a mile away.
It will be the Texan Lance Armstrong wins the Tour de France.
All new Furbies, each sold separately. Batteries not included.
The United States and Greece are together in fully backing NATO's efforts to oppose ethnic cleansing.
Warm apple pie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my God! They killed Kenny! You bastard!
Please welcome Pamela Anderson.
Lisa Kochata Binks, Lisa, your humble servant.
But some experts say the entire Pokemon phenomenon is the enemy.
I see dead people.
A Senate panel describes Y2K, the year 2000 computer bug, as a worldwide crisis.
Never jog with a Sony Walkman. In the commercial, the guy's jogging with a Sony Walkman. The kind that plays CDs? Don't do it. It doesn't work. Big fucking lie. It's everywhere. I mean, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is selling you makeup.
It's makeup made easy.
Maybe she's born with it.
Yeah, or maybe she's fucking lying. The boomers have Barbie selling cheeseburgers to kids. She hasn't had a cheeseburger in her goddamn she's plastic, but still. This goes back to the Sony Walkman thing and the Buffy thing. If you drew a graph, and y-axis was the level of dishonesty and x-axis was the hotness of the person in the ad, the correlation between the rise of Y along the increase of X is undeniable.
Well, nerd means a lot of things.
Inversely, if you see Bill Gates with his big dorky glasses and lame hair up on stage talking about Windows 98, chances are, it's incredible.
Well, it's a very competitive business. And
come on. My Electabuzz, come on. Dorky glasses and lame hair. Yep. So, unfortunately, that's me. Just without the Bill Gates fortune. That's 1999, Jim. Wow. And those there that I'm sat on, those are bedsheets from the movie The Matrix. Cool, huh? That's a frickin' Ultra Ball! That's right! You can see why that's a single bed. You know what? Incredibly, me throwing an Ultra Ball at an Electabuzz in my pajamas before work on a sunny morning in September 1999 is where this story begins.
Yes! Yes! I did it! I fucking did it!
Radio Shack Houston?
Hi. Yeah, hi. I did it. I caught the 151 Pokemon for the $5,000.
Wow, great. What's your name?
Jim. Jim Yang.
Okay, Jim. You're in Houston, right?
Yep.
Come on down to the store.
You're open?
We're open, buddy.
Radio Shack has the products and brand names to make life easier for everyone, even overprotective dads. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I did the challenge. The Pokemon thing?
Yeah, go to the front desk, dude.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Thank you, dude.
Yeah, who's next?
Yeah,
Oh, the kid was next, buddy.
Oh.
Thank you, sir.
How can I help?
I've caught 152 Pokemon.
Holy crap. Wow. Red or blue?
Blue.
What a hot shot. Let me get Steve and he can check your Pokedex.
Great work, kid.
Thanks.
Gotta catch them all, huh, buddy?
Good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sir, I can help you on this register.
Sorry, me?
Yeah, you're next, right?
I did the thing. I got the 151 Pokemon on Pokemon Red.
Oh, right. Wow, man, that's amazing. But obviously this kid, young gentleman, is just,
Yeah, I saw that.
Let me wait for Steve, and maybe he can help.
Good job.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks.
Hey, I hear we got a winner?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you... Is this your son?
So this young gentleman is Pokemon Blue. He's caught all 151.
152.
152, right. And this gentleman here, he is Pokemon Red... And he also caught all the Pokemon, so,
Oh. Okay.
The kid was first in line.
And I caught 152.
That's right.
But there isn't 152.
There is.
Nope, there is not. Read the competition requirements. Catch all 151 Pokemon. All.
There's 152, and I was first.
All right, okay. Let me check the Pokedex of this young man first, and if there's any discrepancies, we can have a look at Mr. Pokemon Red. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, sir. Let me just take your Game Boy, and I'll be right back. And as runner-up, Mr. Yang, we're so excited to offer you this.
What is that? Is that a pager?
This, sir, is a Rio PMP 300. We just got them in this morning.
Okay. Is that a pager?
No. It's an MP3 player.
An MP3 player?
Yeah.
What does it do?
It plays MP3s.
Like the Napster files?
Well, any music file. From the CD, if you rip onto your computer, you plug in the Rio PMP300 and put your music on there.
I have a mini disc already, so...
No, there's no disc.
What?
It's like a tiny computer that plays the songs.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go. Congratulations to you, Mr. Yang.
Thanks.
Hey, buddy, we're gonna get a quick photograph of you guys. Is that cool?
No, I gotta go to work.
It's just like 2 seconds. It won't take long.
No, I gotta get all the way to 1400.
What, Smith Street?
That's right.
You work at Enron?
Yeah.
Whoa, that is cool, man.
Yeah, it's not.
Masigno.
What?
The Pokemon. How I got 152. Masigno.
Masigno?
It's a glitch in the game. You talk to the old man in Viridian City and let him show you how to catch a Pokemon. Then fly right away to Cinnabar Island. When you get there, you surf on the east coast of the island. Then the wild Pokemon that will appear is Masigno. It's just a glitch, man. It's a mistake.
That's cool. Thanks.
You gotta take those exact steps, otherwise it doesn't work.
Gotcha.
Friday, September 9th, 1999.
Continuity check.
Baltimore Orioles 6, Minnesota Twins 5. Game duration 3 hours, 23 minutes.
Attendance?
9903.
Confirmed.
6,017 reported deaths in the United States.
Confirmed. No detail requested.
Mortality of Eleanor Pearl Barclay, died at 1605 in St. Mary's Medical Center in Liberty, Missouri.
Confirmed.
The 16th MTV Music Video Awards. Best Group Video. TLC, No Scrubs.
Confirmed. End of check.
What volume from
135?
138.
What price are you at?
It's like I'm blind.
I can't see what's going on. I don't know what the market price is. The way they used to deal with it, if you needed something and you needed it now, it could take you hours, days.
When did the price change?
You've got your price.
What is the real price?
Dirmi, a quanto è la borsa di Chicago?
What is the real price?
The true price.
The price was hidden, and it took an incredible amount of work to dig it out. Enron Online will change the markets for many, many commodities. It is creating an open, transparent marketplace that replaces the dark, blind system that existed.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, hey, Kelly. I'm just a little late. The bus had a...
You're being moved to a different department.
What? Because I'm late? The bus, the tire was totally flat.
It's not because you're late. It's because it's a new department.
What's the new department?
Enron Broadband Services. Welcome to the 15th floor of 1400 Smith Street. This is the beating heart, the fucking nuts of Enron Broadband Services, headed up by Ken Rice and myself, Doug Martinez. This is the next step for America's seventh largest company. This is the next step for Forbes magazine's 1996 winner of the most innovative company.
Fuck yeah!
Forbes magazine's 1997 winner of most innovative company. Forbes magazine's 1998 winner of most innovative company.
That's right!
And Forbes fucking magazine's 1999 winner of most innovative fucking company! We are going to cyberspace, amigos. Fuck Gates. Fuck Microsoft. Fuck Netscape and Intel and any other nerdy fuck yeah. jobs. Enron is here, baby! Fuck, man. I am pumped. I love this place. Okay. So as you can see, this place is kind of different. Find your spot. Diane, Pete, Melissa, they can all help you find where you work out of. Have fun. Kick some fucking ass, and let's take this to the next level, guys. Yeah. Skilling and Lay are watching this. Like, seriously, okay? I love you guys.
Love you too, Doug.
Seriously, I fucking love you, okay? Peace. Hey, buddy.
Hi. Sorry, I'm just looking for my cubicle.
Dude, there's no cubicles. That's gone. This is all open. We're connecting now.
We're connecting.
Yeah, man. Interfacing. Live wire and shit.
Live wire.
Exciting times, my man. .com. Surfing the net.
No cubicles.
I don't usually say this kind of thing, but you're the future, bro. You guys.
Accountants?
I mean you, man.
Really?
Yeah, bro. China? Are you kidding me? Everything's going to be about China in the new millennium. This your Rolodex? I'm going to put my number right here. I'm Doug Martinez. What are you, Hong Kong? Singapore? Or like China?
Roby.
Wow, what is that?
It's Fisher County, like 3 hours west of Fort Worth.
No shit.
My parents adopted me from birth and so...
Suzanne, you horny bitch. I saw that. Put him down unless you want some herpes.
Oh my God.
Kissing on both cheeks. What is this, Europe?
Bonjour, madame.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And why do you want to leave Enron?
Do you have to put that on my profile?
Employers will ask.
What should I put?
If the truth is too damaging, we usually recommend, I'm looking for a new challenge. Sounds proactive, kind of driven.
Okay. Put that.
People are going to think it's weird you're leaving Enron.
Why?
Because everybody wants to work for Enron. So, do you have any hobbies?
Oh my God, Monica and Chandler, what the fuck?
Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most of these cats with no cheese, no deals, and no G's.
One adult for American Pie, please. Hi, Mom. Just calling to see how you are.
Blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him.
Oh, fuck you, Psycho Manus! No! No, come on! No! Come on! Yeah! No!
What's wrong? Snake! Snake!
Fitness stuff and just socializing.
James.
Pardon me?
James Yang. I need your full name. James is okay?
I go by Jim, but yeah, James. Fine.
Is that your full name?
James Nixon Yang. N-I-X-O-N.
Mm-hmm. My cousin's middle name is Reagan.
Cool.
It was until she turned into a lesbian hippie with armpit hair. I said to my aunt, you should have called her Bush. You get it?
I got it, yeah.
Okay, Jim. that's all on file now. As for Social Security, are you a naturalized citizen?
Of the U.S.? Yeah, I'm a citizen.
But are you naturalized?
I don't know what that means.
Well, it means you were born somewhere else.
I was born somewhere else, yeah.
Okay. $40 a share, huh?
Pardon me?
Enron hit $40 a share today. You got shares as an employee?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with The Second Tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search Second Tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe.
This is Jim Yang. I was on a lunch break. Yeah, I called earlier. I'm just taking over this account. I'm one of the finance managers for Enron Broadband Services. Yep. Broadband services. Like internet bandwidth. So, I've got some invoices regarding a development in Capavia Avenue, Las Vegas. Yeah, if I could just get more details on that. Jim Yang. Yep, this number. Okay, bye.
You've got mail.
Okay. Dear Mr. Yang, I'm pleased to announce that you... Okay. Oh, that sucks. Dear Mr. Yang... The old man in Viridian City. Take these exact steps. These exact steps. Don't do anything different.
Hey there.
Wow. Not wow. I mean, hi.
Hi. Cora Campbell.
Me? No.
No, me. I'm Cora Campbell.
Oh, hi.
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 Are you Doug?
Me.
Yeah, you.
No, I'm not Doug. I'm not Doug.
Okay, not Doug. Want to tell me where I can find Doug?
Doug Martinez?
Is there another Doug?
No.
Then yeah, Doug Martinez.
I think he's with management right now. I don't really know.
Are you new? Because you feel new.
No, I'm not new.
Oh, shit. I was hoping you were new. I'm new. Brand new. Fresh out the box.
Right, like a Barbie or an action woman.
Too new. I still have my price tag on. Like, I feel it, you know? Hmm? Do I look that way?
Do you look what way?
Like, I have my price tag on. Like, I'm like super new and it's stupid. Or I don't know.
No. You don't look like you have your price tag on. I mean, I don't really know what that means, but no, you do not look that way.
Cool. Great. Want to introduce me to the team or the department or whatever?
They don't know me on this floor, so I'm kind of new, but I'm not. I'm not new to Enron, but to this team I am, this floor. We usually have cubicles.
Oh, I hate cubicles. It's like you're in a coffin with, I don't know, like a few family photos and a freaking Ben Affleck calendar.
Yeah, I hate cubicles. They suck.
Do you know where I can find the accounts team, at least?
Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
It's here. I'm accounts. This is it.
Oh, cool. Oh, my God. How weird is that? That I just, like, got directed to the 15th floor, and now it's like, ding, found my team. So, I can park up here for now?
Yeah, park the fuck up, man. I don't know why I cursed, and I'm sorry. Doug cursed earlier. A lot.
You cursed. Doug cursed. But you're not Doug.
That's right.
So you're not Doug. You're not Cora, because that's me. So who are you?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm Jim. Jim Yang. I'm the finance manager. The manager of the finance. I look after the accounts for EES.
EES?
Mm-hmm. Enron Energy Services.
But this is Enron Broadband Services.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I cursed again. I used to do that, managed finance for EES, but I got moved today.
Oh, phew! For a second then, I just thought, oh God, wrong floor. Well, at least I got the Enron part right. I was supposed to be EFS, but they moved me last minute too.
Oh, wow. EFS. That's cool. Like the finance services traders. Yeah, they're cool guys. I mean, yeah, I hang with them, like, sometimes. Well, I did a bit for the Christmas party in 98.
Oh, my God!
Hey, right.
Fuck you, you fucking nerd.
Crazy times, man. These are crazy times.
Is that your phone?
That's no biggie. That's no biggity dog. I can call him back. Actually, well, yeah, you know what? Let me. I'll answer. It's probably pretty important. Hello, Jim Yang, Enron Broadband.
Hey, Jim. It's Belinda, your recruiter from Houston Jobs.
Oh, hey there.
I got your message.
Okay, great. Wait, what message?
You canceled our services.
No, I didn't do that.
I have an email from you.
A what? An email?
Hi, Belinda. I have decided to work for Ellis Coney. All the best, Jim.
All the best? Wait, Belinda, I didn't send it. Hello? All the best.
Cora Campbell.
Hi. You must be Doug.
Doug Martinez here, reporting for duty.
Whoa, he's armed.
You seen Saving Private Ryan? I rented it last night. DVD, surround sound. Fuck. Hanks, bro. Wow. Nazis, man. Nothing worse. Bunch of goddamn assholes, am I right? Anyway, nice meeting you, Cora. Two kisses, that's how we do it around here now.
My grandpa is French,
but if you give me three, I won't tell. You're going to be Enron Financial, right? Oh, shit. Those sons of bitches would have had you up on the hottie wall, no doubt. No fucking doubt. Accounts assistant, right?
Yeah.
That's not me being like, you're hot. I mean, you're hot. You're hot. I'm just saying they would do that because that's what they do. You got stock?
Some.
Buy more. That's the motto around here, right, buddy?
Yeah, I guess.
This guy knows. Let me give you a tour. Come on. Don't be shy. You work out? I have three gym memberships. Three. Can you believe that shit? I use a whole different place on leg day. Just leg day. It's like, boom, totally ripping my quads. My quads are so fucking shredded at this point. I can feel it for days. You know how much Motrin?
Guys had ice water in your veins, but this is ridiculous. Now, Debbie, how are you feeling up there?
A little nervous.
Yeah. Sweaty palms?
Sweaty palms.
All right. Everybody's tense here, John. Except you. You're the only one. You like to reminisce about your days at work.
This is Ellis Coney.
Hey, listen. Madam, I don't know who you are.
Sure as shit you don't. But you can find out, stud. Yang, stud at AOL.com.
Leave me alone, please. Thank you.
Oh, come on. I won't bite.
Million-dollar question. What architect designed the glass pyramid in the courtyard of the Louvre?
I am paid.
What?
The answer. Who designed the glass pyramid at the Louvre? It's I am paid.
I am paid.
I am paid!
I don't know what it is that you want, but I work for Enron and I decided I'm gonna stay, so you can leave me alone now.
Meet me on Sunday, the Gray Man, 1 p.m.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yes, you are!
No, I'm not.
The answer is Nixon. He calls his dad to tell him he already won.
So if you're ready, let's
what are
go
you
for
talking about?
Which of these U.S. presidents appeared on the television series Laugh-In? Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford.
I'd like to call my parents right now.
Sure.
Use my lifeline, call my parents.
What are their names?
My father. I'll talk to my father.
John, you've got 30 seconds. Starts right now.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
I don't really need your help, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to win $1 million. Because the U.S. president appeared on Laugh-In as Richard Nixon, that's my final answer.
Well, my gosh. What can I say except, Debbie, you're going to Paris, and this is the final answer heard all around the world. He's won $1 million!
Holy shit. Hey.
Hey.
Is there someone called Ellis here?
Fat chick.
Pardon me?
Fat chick on the motor scooter. Over there.
Oh. The one wearing the American flag dress.
You see any other fat chicks on motor scooters in here?
No. Guess not.
You gonna get a drink?
Right. Sure, I'll take a beer. Thanks.
Coolest motherfucker you ever did see, right? Calls his fucking dad to tell him he's won. Did you see Regis Philbin's face? Fuck! What a picture! First millionaire winner. Not the last. Here, take a seat, Jim.
Thanks.
You're skinny.
Yeah, guess so.
Like a fucking twig.
Thanks.
Hey, I ordered chicken wings. You should have a chicken wing.
I'm okay.
You nervous or shy?
Can I be both?
Sure, you can be both.
Chicken wings.
Fuck yeah. How many wings is that?
Like 30. Can I get you anything else?
Turn the TV up.
Sure.
30 wings, Jim. 15 birdies. Mmm.
Oh.
Mmm. Whoa! Got a bit of tendon on you there, buddy. Here, let me get that for you.
Thanks.
I always think, like, do you think any two wings are from the same bird? Like, in this portion here? Or do they just get all mushed up at the factory or whatever? Like, this wing here. This guy's wing. Do you think, like, his other wing is being eaten in Oklahoma or some shit?
I don't know.
Or maybe, like, some famous person is eating this other birdie's wing, right? Like, can you imagine, oh, Bruce Willis or somebody like that eating the other wing? And we're like wing buddies, but we don't even know it. Both chomping on the same bird.
Can I ask?
I wonder if they knew each other.
With the chickens?
Yeah, the chickens and the serving. Do you think these wings are all the same gang? Like they're all buddies, or yeah, maybe just mushed up at the factory again. So, why do you want to leave Enron?
I'm looking for a new challenge.
That's good. I like that. Enron Broadband Services, huh? The future. Cyberspace. You've got mail. You guys working on Y2K? Millennium Bug? Scary shit, right?
I don't know who you are. I don't know.
You know they say, like, the Millennium Bug will make planes drop out of the sky. Well, not true, of course, but that's what the media are peddling to you people.
Hey, I don't know if you're a hacker or something, but I don't appreciate being made to feel intimidated, okay?
Oh. You look like you're gonna cry, Jim.
I'm not gonna cry.
I get why you wanna leave. America's most innovative company seems to be full of assholes, right?
Right.
Not your energy, right?
Right.
See? I know you, Jim. I know you, James Nixon Yang. Watch this play. Watch.
What, isn't this live?
Just watch. Awesome! Parcells, man! Oh. Guess how much I weigh.
Look, I'm not gonna do that.
Go, guess.
I'm gonna go.
Guess my exact weight, and I'll let you go.
400 pounds.
500.
That's great.
It sure is, James Nixon Yang.
Can you stop calling me that, please?
That's your name.
No, that's a list of my father's three favorite things. The King James Bible, Richard Nixon, and then me.
That's good. I like that. Three favorite things. I like that, Jim. Not so shy no more, huh? So, how come you kept your name?
What, Yang?
Ain't many Yangs in Roby, Texas. Least of all, your folks.
Look, who are you?
I'm just a fat bitch that wants to know more about James Nixon Yang.
Jim Yang. My dad, how would I say this? He did some stuff when he was younger. He wasn't, so he can't adopt in the U.S. So, yeah, I think he was never comfortable, me having their last name.
You know, chicken fat, one day, not long from now, they'll be able to reduce it down and convert it into biodiesel. That's amazing, right? Fuel. Right here.
Amazing.
Enron don't need no chicken fat, though, right, Jim? Open energy trading. Deregulation.
Guess so.
Chicken fat and free markets. Makes you proud to be a Texan, huh, Yang?
I'm gonna head. I'd appreciate it if you stayed out of my job search, okay?
We don't want you to quit Enron, Jim. We want you to keep working there. But for us.
Who's us?
The company I work for.
Who are they?
They're the most powerful organization in the world. Plus, they do great dental.
Microsoft?
No, not Microsoft.
What's their name?
They don't have a name.
They don't have a name.
What's in a name, Jim Yang?
Well, why do you want me?
Because my company wants Jim Yang of Enron. That's why. We're the best of the best at what we do. And we need you to do what you do so we can do what we do through you.
That makes no sense, but you know what? It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the game. Enjoy your chicken.
It's life and death. I'm obliged to inform you of that risk. YangStud@AOL.com.
Who's my life?
I want you to watch the TV.
Look, I don't like football.
Watch the fucking game. This is Jets-Patriots. Opening game of the season. Watch this. Watch. Wait for it.
All right, let's see if we got it.
Wait for it.
Wait for what? This is a live game.
Uh-huh. Wait for it.
Oh, immediately goes down.
Boom! Do you know what just happened there? Do you know? History, man! Fucking history! Fuck!
It doesn't look like it.
Vinny Testaverde's Achilles just blew out. You know who that is?
The Jets quarterback.
Exactly. Tom Tupa is gonna come in to replace him. Tom Tupa! A punter! Watch! Watch! See? The Jets are gonna lose this game. They're gonna miss out on the playoffs. Parcells is gonna quit his job. Belichick is gonna replace him for a goddamn fucking day, then go on to the Patriots. That Achilles tendon that just blew apart right in front of your fucking eyes, that creates the dynasty, man! Edelman, Gronkowski, Tom Brady is being born right there. Tom fucking Brady! Oh, God! Nice meeting you, Jim. All the best.
Hey. Who's Tom Brady? Who's Tom Brady?
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Cora Campbell, Sharon D. Clarke as Alice Coney, Mike Capozzola as Doug Martinez, and Omari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Stack, Charlie Morgan and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Boom is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.